WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Has its artists who died tragically young. Mozart was 35, Chopin 39, Schubert 32, Keats was only 25. In our century, one of the most tragic losses was Dino Lupati, who died of leukemia at 33. His recordings indicate not only what a supremely gifted pianist he was, but what a sensitive musician. Like Glenn Gould, another great pianist who died too soon, Lupati seemed to hear the inner workings of a piece of music, what made it tick. But unlike Gould, whose fresh insights could sometimes cross the border into eccentricity and mannerism, Lupati never deviated from tradition, from the stylistic mainstream. You couldn't imagine anyone else playing like Gould, but when you hear Lupati, you're sure he's playing exactly the way Mozart did, or Chopin, or courtly Scarlatti. There are two Lupati CDs in the latest batch of EMI's budget-priced Great Recordings of the Century. One disc includes all the selections that have already turned up on a full-priced Angel CD, plus two marvelous Schubert impromptus that were recorded in September of 1950 at Lupati's last solo recital. It was less than 3 months before he died. Here's the beginning of the impromptu in G-flat. Also on the recording are dazzling performances of two Scarlatti sonatas and among the very greatest performances ever recorded of Mozart's tragic A minor sonata, comparable in articulation and emotional depth to Arthur Schnabel's great version, recently reissued on Arabesque. And Bach's first partita, more lyrical and intimate than Glenn Gould's equally extraordinary but tighter, nervier performance. Gould bursts into the room with an urgent message to convey. Lupati takes you aside and whispers it into your ear. The second disc includes most of Lupati's solo Chopin recordings, the 14 waltzes and a mazurka from his last recording session, a nocturne, and the greatest performance I've ever heard of one of Chopin's greatest pieces, the Barcarolle. It's too long to play all of it for you, but one of its most remarkable qualities is its sense both of continuity and of constantly shifting moods. Each new dappled episode flows directly out of the previous one, and builds toward a climax that is not only overwhelming, but inevitable. Thank you. With Lipati, there's a nobility, a seriousness of purpose that's never self-important or vulgar. The Chopin pieces are especially powerful in this regard. Chopin may have been the greatest master of keyboard counterpoint since Bach. Lipati's tribute to Chopin is that he plays him with the same devotion and respect with which he plays Bach. The poetry of Lipati's playing lies in the quiet core of dignity and poignance he sees at the heart of even the most glittering waltz.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed two Dinu Lipati reissues on the EMI Great Recordings of the Century series. This is Fresh Air.